Now, back to a couple of guys who believe Rin Tin Tin may have rusted to death. It's the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on 1320 WILS.
We're back here with the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show. And in this segment, Rick, we have with us again in the studio, Hector Hernandez, who is an author, a public speaker, a canine trainer, and the owner of First Class Dog Training here in the Mid-Michigan area. Welcome to the show, Hector.
Welcome.
Oh, it's our pleasure to have you. Now, you're going to be participating in the Humane Society Run and Walk on September 11th. What is it exactly you're going to be doing out at Fitzgerald Park?
My capacity there is going to be to give a police canine demonstration to the public, just pretty much showing them what a police canine is capable of doing.
Okay, and you were a former police officer, and you were actually one of the first people who got involved with that, correct?
Right. Back in 1986, MSU, Department of Public Safety, started their canine unit, and I started to volunteer at that time.
Okay. And what made you decide to do that? I mean, you were bored. You figured, I'm hanging out with a dog. Yeah. What the hell? Let's go and start. I mean, help me understand, what is your connection to the animals that motivated you to want to do something like that?
I grew up in a really bad area in Lansing, and it was my outlet to get out, to actually do something without getting in trouble. So that was back in 1982. Okay. And I started training dogs then, and then I just kept learning and learning and learning. And then I saw the police department doing some work, and I just had the courage enough to ask them if they needed any help with what they were doing.
So not as a police officer, but you were actually kind of like that extra guy that would come in and help them in every way?
Well, when I saw the police department do at the time, they were trying to teach their dogs to be aggressive. Uh-huh. And I seen the individual doing it wasn't doing a very good job.
Right.
So I don't know what made me do it, but I just walked up and said, hey, I can do a little better than that if I can prove it to you.
there you go.
I went out there and I did great. And ever since then, they just kept me coming back.
And that was since 86?
That was since 86.
Sure, yeah. Sure.
Wow, that's phenomenal. And what kind of dogs do you typically work with, Hector?
Mostly problem dogs. In police work, I work mostly with problem solving, but in civilian, I mean, the public, I mostly work with all breeds, but mostly difficult dogs.
Okay, so if you're having a real problem controlling your dog, proving who the alpha is, then they come and see you, and how do you go about doing your instruction? I mean, what kind of approach do you take when it comes to training the dogs?
I pretty much try to figure out both the dog's and the human's personality to determine what method of training I use. Mm-hmm. There is no one set method of training that I use. And in my obedience class, I may have four or five methods used at the same time. And it's important for people to understand that just because you have a dog doesn't mean you can just train it one way.
Right, right. Well, that's really refreshing. I think all too often, I think whether it's when you were watching TV, listen to radio shows, or going down the street to talk to dog trainers, you know, it's nice to know there's at least an attitude out there that, you know, there's no specific right way. It's what works and gets the job done, right?
Yeah, and it's through my empirical knowledge that I developed to figure out which one is going to work for this dog.
Now, remember, when we were chatting, you're from my old alma mater, Hazlitt. You're in the Hazlitt area.
I'm in the
How long have you been in the Hazlitt area?
Probably about a year.
And that's where you're actually training?
I'm training out of Meridian Township Service Center.
Oh, okay.
Right out of Meridian Township.
Oh, well, that's nice.
Yeah, right, real close.
Right, right.
Fantastic. And at Fitzgerald Park, when people come out and see you after your demonstration is done, what are you going to be talking about with people? I mean, what kind of things are you hoping that people will approach you with, and what kind of conversations do you want to have?
I like to have conversations as far as if they're having any issues with their dogs, problem solving. Sometimes when I get to talking to them, I try to figure it out just through talking what the problem is. And maybe just through verbal communication, I can solve the problem.
Interesting. And in our conversation in the studio, you mentioned that you've written several books and you have another book coming out. Can you tell our listeners a little bit about some of the books you've written?
Yeah, my next book that's coming out, it's going to be called A Dog's Bark: How to Handle, Train, and Own a Watchdog. And I'm really proud of that one. I like the other three, but I really like this one because it deals more with if you're single or if you have a watchdog, how to be liable and be responsible owner. Because you want your safety, but you also don't want to get sued too. So you have to know both aspects of it.
That sounds like an excellent book. And how would they actually find that book if they aren't talking to you out at the walk?
They can go to my website, firstclassdogtraining.com, and look at that and the three others that I have. I have an obedience book, an off-leash book, and how to protect yourself from dog attacks book.
And are those available through the conventional bookstores as well?
Not right now. They're just through my website, borders.com, amazon.com.
Okay. So, but they can go there and they can get them. And when it comes to defining your style, if you needed to, you said that everything is pretty much a custom approach based on the personalities. Have you come across any dogs that are particularly difficult or any people that are particularly difficult? Because I'd imagine both of them can be an obstacle.
Yeah, they can. Sometimes they just don't clash together. There's a mix match. So then I do tell them they might need to divorce their dogs. Okay. There's nothing wrong with the dog, nothing wrong with the person, just they're just not clicking. Right. But for the most part, it's just trying to figure out a training style so they both understand each other.
Right. Because one person really does have to dominate, and hopefully it's the person and not the dog.
Right. And dominant the right way, so they don't lose respect over the dog. The dog still holds the handler at a high standard, and yet the dog's trained.
But I heard you saying before, though, that it's not necessarily being loud that makes the difference. It's more a matter of the way that you go about asserting yourself, if I followed you correctly.
That's totally correct. Men have a tendency to get louder, and when they get louder, they think they're right. So I have to tone them down a little bit. And then women have a tendency to be not loud, so I have to teach them to be a little firm. I mean, and then it goes by personality to personality, more from personality than by gender. But each of us have our weakness, and I have to ascertain what their weakness is to get the goal.
And the one thing I like to state on this one whole thing is if you really are getting a dog for the right purpose, and that is for his purpose, it's going to be easy to be trained. You know, there's no wrong match. The inappropriate match is you have these preconceived notions of what this dog's going to be for you, and you're not willing to change your own personal behaviors to make those things happen. Is that correct?
Very good point. Yeah. Very good point. Yeah. When I go to people's houses, they have these expectations of their dog, and I'm like, that's not going to happen.
Yeah.
Not based on the breed that you have and the personality that you chose. That's not going to happen.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right.
It goes back to what we've talked about for several weeks, Rick, that people have to always do their homework to understand what dogs will fit with their lifestyle and their situation, because everything doesn't always work out if you don't do that homework in advance.
Correct. It even goes through as far as breed even.
Yep.
Certain breeds don't have the characteristics that they're supposed to have.
Right.
So you may have one that's not what you think it is. Just because it's a golden retriever doesn't mean it's going to act like a golden retriever.
In the humanity of it all, if we could all understand that each dog, each human, everyone's different in their own right, and to embrace that and know that what your purpose is to really connect with that animal at its level. I mean, we can't ask a dog not to be a pack-oriented animal, you know? So if we're going to decide to have him as a pet as opposed to out in the woods, we've got to assume that responsibility. That's our responsibility.
That's right.
To think like a pack member.
One thing I tell people is that if you don't train your dog's going to train you.
Exactly.
Easily.
Well,
because of that pack mentality.
Yeah.
Well, hopefully everyone's going to come and look for you on September 11th at Fitzgerald Park in Grand Ledge. We've been talking this morning with Hector Hernandez, who's an author, a canine trainer for First Class Dog Training. Hector, thank you so much for coming into the studio. We appreciated your time. Now, Rick, it's been a fascinating conversation. I know you're going to be out at the event in Fitzgerald Park, and it's so important that people do come out and support the Humane Society because they do a lot to educate and take care of our animals. There's a lot of medical care that they provide, and it's really important, and I hope everyone will come out. And we will be there as well. I will not, but you will be there representing us.
I will be wearing a colorful shirt. You'll find me somewhere along the ways looking to kind of stir up the crowd and make good things happen.
Well, and as well as you, our producer, Holly Rodder, will be out there with several other people. So we encourage everyone to go. And for all of our listeners, we encourage you, send us your comments to our website at mmpets at 1320wils.com. And we appreciate your listening today. This is Lee Cohen on behalf of Rick Kruse saying have a great week. This is the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show. Please, all of you, take darn good care of those pets. Have a great week, everybody.